I'm always interested in architecture. Growing up in Chicago, I mean, you kind of grew up in a history book of modern architecture. I was living about two blocks from the Minneapolis Institute of Arts with all the Doric columns in the front. And I had a little boy who was a toddler at the time. So I was trying to amuse him, take him on the slide over and over and over. You know, little boy never gets tired of going on the slide. And I think in general, I was trying to celebrate a new phase of my life where I could make big paintings. Because in California, the chances of me staying there and getting a job there, I wasn't so sure were that well for an entry-level art teacher kind of guy. So it was a celebration, being able to get a big stretcher bar and have a painting 10 foot long and a room big enough to paint it in. In California, I painted in a real small space. I think these were kind of like self-portraits, like imagining another persona. I had gotten interested in Eastern philosophy from being out west. I used to talk a lot to my little boy about Buddha, Buddha this and Buddha that. And I remember one time Peter says, "What happens when Buddha dies?" And I says, "Well, those guys never die. People just keep getting the book out of the library, you know. Somebody else finds out about them." It was a composite of all that.